First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge shares the story of a farmer's hands.
In an ongoing project during the ongoing pandemic, I'm assembling annotated albums of the lives of my ancestors, among them my father's. I've often wondered which of his most unusual characteristics were unrecorded in the photos which survived him. I wish there were images of his medieval labor, plowing and harrowing with horses in the arable fields, skillfully shaping hedges to create the barriers between them. His work with animals, sheep shearing, dehorning cattle, castrating calves, milking cows, and the other tasks that wrapped his hands around the wooden handles of pitchforks, axes, spades, and shovels. Decades of such work reformed and deformed his hands, which at his birth may have been smaller than my own when I was born. 50 years of farming broadened his fingers to twice the size of mine. Curved by decades of gripping tools and the reins of draft horses, they could never be fully straightened. His palms were harder than leather, as my soft little buttocks would often attest. I wish I had asked him to let me photograph those hands as metaphors for labor. Reframed details cropped from other portraits are out of focus. In too many of the photos, his massive fingers held and dwarfed a destructive cigarette or pipe, vices which I'm convinced shortened a hard life that deserved a longer, soft retirement.
Alan Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.